SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will return to the tables for ceasefire talks with Hamas. Correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
Friday's announcement marks yet another attempt to reach a deal with the militant group that would pause Israel's military offensive in Gaza in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages. Several rounds of negotiations have faltered, though. Netanyahu says he has spoken with Israel's lead negotiators and authorized Israeli delegations to join talks in Gaza and Egypt over the coming days. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Also at SRNnews.com, in South Africa, a bus loaded with worshippers going to an Easter weekend church gathering plunging off a bridge on a mountain pass, bursting into flames. At least 45 people are dead.
South African authorities are investigating the cause of Thursday's bus accident and seeking to identify the victims believed to be members of a church group. Eyewitnesses say many of the dead were burnt beyond recognition. The only survivor, an eight-year-old, was taken to hospital. The South African government urged caution on the roads during one of the busiest times of the year. In Limpopo, thousands of members of the Zion Christian Church from across southern Africa are making their annual pilgrimage to the town of Maria to mark Easter.
That is the BBC's Shinkai Nyoku reporting. A team of Chinese investigators arriving in Pakistan to join a probe into a suicide attack that killed five of its nationals this week. Pakistani authorities are carrying out their own investigation into that deadly attack. In New York City, officials have announced a pilot program. It would deploy portable gun scanners that would be used in the city's massive subway system. This is SRN News. On this Good Friday, Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, pastor of apologetics at Dallas Prestonwood Baptist Church, says even here in 2024, there are still scholars and scientists researching every aspect of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. But after all these centuries, the Bible is still where they turn to for complete direction.
Atheist archaeologists in the land of Israel use five books at their archaeological digs. Are you ready for this? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the book of Acts. Secondly, skeptics, they all agree that the tomb was empty, that the earliest followers of Jesus had, quote, experiences of seeing Jesus physically alive after death. They just are not in a position to say what kind of experiences those were. So even the critics agree the tomb is empty, so Christians should as well.
And this is SRN News. With a look at business, here's John Scott.
At a conference at the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says policymakers need to see more good inflation readings before they cut rates.
What we said is that we don't see it as likely to be appropriate that we would begin to reduce interest rates until the committee, the Federal Open Market Committee, is confident that inflation is moving down to 2% on a sustained basis.
Forecasters had expected higher rates to send the U.S. tumbling into recession. Instead, the economy just kept growing, expanding at an annual rate of 2% or more for six straight quarters. The job market, too, remains strong. The unemployment rate has come in below 4% for more than 2 years. Wall Street closed today in observance of Good Friday.
More details at SRNnews.com.